WTAW News Time is 6:07 at 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the second time, developers are before the Bryan City Council asking to approve the construction of more than 600 homes north of Traditions Golf Course.
An issue is rezoning 166 acres north of Villa Maria towards Leonard Road and west of Chick Lane. A year ago, developers withdrew the request before it went to the council. Last month, before the Planning and Zoning Commission, the developer's attorney, Chris Peterson, says his clients have agreed to building a third collector street. But to do that, they had to shrink the distance between homes from 7 to 5.5 feet, something Peterson says is not uncommon.
Sienna on the east side of town, Briar Meadows in the middle of town that have 5-foot setbacks, at least in a portion of those developments. In addition, two pretty prominent neighborhoods in College Station that come right off the top of my head are Castle Rock and Castlegate.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor told the commission as these homes age, a 7-foot separation becomes more important.
And what we're looking at, the problems we're going to have years down the road when these structures do become older and worn down, typically that's where we see most of our fires.
Last year, P&Z voted for 7 feet. The recommendation to be considered by the city council tonight calls for 5.5 feet. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry has added to the special session agenda a call for more highway funding. It's a second chance for State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who was hoping transportation funding would have been resolved during the regular session.
We're growing at such a fast rate, the state of Texas is, and it primarily is in this triangle by 10, 35, and 45, and we're part of that.
State Representative Kyle Cassell, whose district stretches from south of College Station to north of Waco, acknowledges the challenge of getting more money for rural roads.
We have one way in and one way out with Highway 6, and as we've seen with the number of people coming to Texas, and not only that, with this success in the SEC, you know, my phone's ringing off the wall right now, people coming in for football games, and we've got to get these folks here. I mean, that's going to help the economy of the whole district.
Rainey supports paying as revenue is collected and not with bond financing as supported by the governor. Governor Perry signed legislation yesterday reducing the number of standardized tests high school students have to pass from 15 to 5. That was supported by school districts statewide. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says lowering the number of tests won't reduce student accountability.
I think it's going to allow them a little flexibility with their scheduling where they can maybe pursue some elective courses that they wanted. I think this just shows that we can do some other things, and we're going to do some other things for accountability that just don't require a test.
College Station Superintendent Eddie Colson says this will allow districts to stop putting all students into the same educational box.
We need to be able to explore some programs and some classes that will help meet the needs of all kids, and backing off the testing absolutely helps us with the freedom to do that.
CSISD is waiting for the governor's decision on another proposal passed by the legislature that would allow the development of new student assessment tools. New school administrators were announced yesterday in both local districts. The Bryan School Board approved 4 hirings. 2 involve principals and 1 is a transfer. Lane Buben moves from Sam Rayburn Middle School to Bryan High School. Also, the new principal at Bowen Elementary is Huria Lakhani from the Fort Bend District. 2 central office hirings include the new Executive Director of Human Resources and Administration. Crystal Goodman comes from Bryan, from Spring, and before that, Fort Worth and Navasota. Also, Bryan ISD's new Communications Director is Brandon Webb. He's been at the Blinn College campus in Bryan. In College Station, Superintendent Eddie Colson has selected the new principal at Cypress Grove Intermediate. Kelly Duggier makes the move after 11 years as principal at Kemp Elementary in Bryan. Dr. Colson also announced the transfer of 3 assistant principals. That information's on our website at WTAW.com. The Texas Forest Service is keeping 1/3 of the money collected in fees meant for assisting volunteer fire departments. The Houston Chronicle reports state lawmakers sent $18.5 million each of the next 2 years to the Forest Service. The A&M System Agency is keeping $6 million for costs, and the rest will be distributed in grants. The money comes from the Volunteer Fire Department Assistance Fund, which receives money from taxes collected on those buying fireworks and insurance coverage. And there's a new email scam out claiming to be from the Better Business Bureau. Local BBB President Bill McGuire says the badly written message, which says you are about to be revoked, should be easy to recognize as fake.
The easiest way still to find out that this is a scam and not to do anything other than delete it completely off your computer is to look to see what address they're putting at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom, they put an address in Arlington, Virginia.
He says complaints you get from our surrounding counties will only have the Tarrow Street College Station address. WTAW News Time is 6:13. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
It's the 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos, and it's time for you to vote for your favorites in over 100 categories. Last year, 14,000 voters cast over 300,000 votes, and you need to make sure your vote is in there too. Vote online, but only once, at bestofthebrazos.com. Or pick up a ready-to-mail ballot at Ashley Furniture, Blue Baker, Bottom Line Bookkeeping, Brazos Bingo, and Brazos Valley Floor and Design. The best that money can't buy. The 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another hot one today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will head up to about 95 degrees. It'll be generally clear overnight. Lows will fall back to around 75. High pressure stays in control of the weather tomorrow. We'll have more sunshine. Highs near 95. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 75. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny on the hot side, temperatures near 95. Next couple of afternoons, we'll keep a watch on the radar, see if anything pops up. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texaggy football is matched up a couple times against UTSA. SEC team still in the College World Series. We'll get you caught up with that, plus Major League Baseball and a little bit of trading going back and forth before the third game of the NBA Finals. We'll get to all that and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
And, you know, the good thing about the temperatures is it's a humid heat, you know,
yeah,
which you like. Yeah, it's always fun.
Well, you know, after a while you get used to it.
Well, sure. I mean, what the heck, grousing about it's not going to make any difference.
Our taxes are still lower.
That's also true. Yes, and we live in a town where you can get pretty much from one place to the other without too much trouble.
If it takes more than 20 minutes, yeah, something catastrophically bad has happened.
Yeah, that or it's too far away. Just go, I don't need to do that.
Well, I mean, we've talked about that, but how often, you know, well, that's all the way in Bryan, or that's all the way in College Station.
Sure. Gonna do that? Expect me to go there? But anyway, that's, you know, taxes are low, and once again, the students aren't here for right now. A Florida man suffered serious burn injuries Sunday night using a shop vac to siphon gas from a vehicle. Would you stop it? I mean, you know, this is time and again. We do a story about every year about this. Oh, by the way, then there was the garage fire that caused $20,000 in damage to the house. And we did. Here it is. It's in Sweden last year. In Sweden, April 2012. In that incident, the man was attempting to suck gas out of the car with a snowblower.
Why?
Well, I guess he didn't have a hose to siphon it out, so he thought the snowblower would
do it. I mean, why
suck
the gas out?
Well, because he needed it for someplace else. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, he too tried to use a vacuum cleaner. Man told firefighters the vacuum soon exploded. Yeah. Then caught the car on fire. Then got the house caught on fire. Aside from that, everything went just fine. And again, when you put the hose in, you blow into the hose, and then you let the negative pressure draw the gas out. Don't be sucking on a hose to siphon gas. Is there something like as seen on TV? Do they have like that? Don't be caught sucking gas down your throat. Get a siphonette.
There was a long time ago.
Was there?
But it was like a hand crank pump.
Oh, well, Yeah, good.
Years ago.
Hope it doesn't make sparks. Hello.
Any signal problems on your end? Because it's kind of cutting in and out.
Oh, well, where are you?
Oh, I'm in College Station.
Okay, I mean, just generally, are you, you know, we're at Crystal Park Plaza. How far do you think you are from that?
Over Pershing area.
Oh, okay, very good. That's a nice neighborhood. I used to live there. Okay, thanks. We'll find out. We'll look into that. We'll call.
Well, Lord, make
it. Yeah, that helps out a lot. Good. Thanks. Yeah.
It's going to be a good. Glad I could help.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Our engineer now hates me.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Yeah, that was really obnoxious, but it gave me my biggest smile so far this morning.
Down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
At least we hope it is anyway.
We're going to have a great time today.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Okay. We'll wake the engineer up. Got a couple of more calls, so all right. Okay,
do we need
so,
to just talk louder?
Yeah. So for the three of you who are listening, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So it's the 11th. It's 6/11. It's asparagus day.
Woohoo!
It's corn on the cob day.
Hey.
If you don't want to be healthy, it's German chocolate cake day.
Woohoo!
Which is probably the funnest of those three.
Hey, that's healthy. Those coconut in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, protein. Coconut has protein.
Yeah, that's good for us. All right, we got birthdays.
Yes, we do. Maya Moore is 24 from the UConn basketball program, who is just pretty much an incredible hoops player.
Uh-huh.
Claire Holtz, 25 from Vampire Diaries. Shia LaBeouf is 27. Joshua Jackson is 35. He's in Fringe.
Mm.
Peter Dinklage is 44.
He's another one of those Game of Thorns people.
Yeah. Game of Thorns. Dr. Oz is 53 today.
Oh, good for him.
Just a year younger than Hugh Laurie, who's 54.
Who's probably the most talented person born today.
He is remarkably talented.
Yeah, he really is.
There's an old British show called Blackadder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Joe Montana, Hall of Fame quarterback for the 49ers, who I hate, is 57 because of what he did to the Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
Greta Van Susteren
Cowboys deserved it. Go ahead.
Yeah. I will come in there. Greta Van Susteren is 59. Yeah. Peter Bergman is 60. He's from All My Children.
Yeah.
Graham Russell, 63, from Air Supply.
Oh.
Frank Beard is 64. He's the one without one.
Yep.
Adrian Barbeau.
Oh, my.
68 years old.
Such great movies as The Fog. Who could forget The Fog?
And Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Don't forget Swamp
That's
Thing.
That's right, yeah.
And Gene Wilder.
Oh.
Who I had thought
crazy
was
man.
No longer with us.
Well, his wife, yeah.
Is still, and he's 80.
Yeah. Yeah, but he lives on Facebook as the sarcastic Willy Wonka.
Well, he's around. And again, a talented Dr. Frankenstein as well.
The Frankenstein.
That's right. And Jackie Stewart. The race car driver.
The Scotsman.
Yeah. Do you think he leaves his blinker on?
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, CBS has uncovered documents from the Diplomatic Security Service, which is an internal watchdog agency. Now, they reveal the State Department officials have allegedly engaged in illegal activity ranging from sex assault to underground drug rings. Now, for example, they had 8 examples, including allegations that a State Department security official in Beirut engaged in sex assaults with foreign nationals hired as embassy guards. And, of course, the charge that members of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton security detail, they engaged in prostitutes while on official trips in foreign countries. They said it was endemic, but it doesn't stop there. It gets even worse. Don't worry, we'll have more details coming up later today.
keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The beautiful warm weather often means ugly air conditioning bills. You need great-looking, energy-saving Honeycomb Cell Shades, and you can get them at blinds.com. Honeycomb Cell Shades can actually cut your AC bill significantly by lowering the indoor temperature. Now, you can save an extra 20% on select insulating Honeycomb Cell Shades, and you'll also get a free cordless upgrade on many of the most popular products. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. That's blinds.com.
PaidAtHome.com is the smarter, simpler way to make serious money. This is how you can earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month right from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 her first month, saw that jump to $5,000 and now earns way over six figures. PaidAtHome.com won the prestigious American Business Award, so join all your fellow listeners earning a lot of money. Visit PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com.
Demand for workers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's encouraging news if you're looking for a job. A quarterly survey by Manpower suggests hiring will pick up over the summer. The number of employers who expect to hire in the third quarter is the highest for any quarter since the end of 2008. Manpower's chief executive says companies still have a lot of concerns, among them health care costs and the economies of Europe and China. The latest in the bidding war for Sprint Nextel is that SoftBank has sweetened its offer for the wireless carrier to try to fend off the competing bid from Dish Network. Sprint says Dish has not put forth an actionable offer. Dish says it's considering its options. Apple took the wraps off the biggest redesign of its operating system since the introduction of the iPhone in 2007. iOS 7 has a more streamlined look. Apple also announced it is launching a free music streaming service that will be supported by advertising. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162. All right, it's June, but feeling like July. High today about 95. We'll continue to do that all the way through to the weekend. Right now, matter of fact, Saturday we're looking at a high of 97. Slight chance of showers maybe today. They could just pop up someplace, maybe give us a little bit of relief. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 6. 94% relative humidity. We have 74.
How fast you move up your career ladder may have a lot to do with how other people you work with perceive you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Why do some people's careers get stalled?
The real issue that we find is most people believe, hey, I'm not moving up because I haven't been given the good projects. I'm not moving up because my boss doesn't like me or there's nepotism.
Bob Azelby, co-author of the book Kiss Your Butt Goodbye, says that's usually not the case. In fact,
in 99.9% of those cases, that's not the issue because every manager wants to succeed, and the only way they can succeed if they put the best people in the right places.
But how people at work perceive some of your negative qualities may be the issue. For instance, they may think of you as
moody, micromanagement, doesn't work the network well, doesn't speak up, talks too much, doesn't deliver on time.
Now, you might think that if there was a real problem, your boss would tell you.
But those are very, very challenging conversations to have. So managers really won't dive in and give that really, really candid feedback.
While it would be easy to dismiss those criticisms, Bob says that would be a mistake. He recalls a conversation he had with his boss several years ago,
where my boss accused me of being a bit of a bully and running over people in the organization. And I said, Chris, that's not true. And he said, Bob, it doesn't matter what you think. It only matters what everybody else in the organization thinks.
Tomorrow, fixing those perceptions people have of you. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting includes a proposed housing development on the city's west side, a project that's been deliberated for nearly 2 years.
Before the Planning and Zoning Commission last month, Fire Chief Franny McGregor asked to keep a requirement made last year to keep a 7-foot separation between homes.
Our concern is we want to be able to get a clear access around any building. These in particular have plenty of room in the event people do store things on the side, that there won't be time lost to deploy the hoses and get into the back of the house.
Representing the developer, attorney Chris Peterson says the number of homes has already dropped from 730 to 613. If spacing remains at 7 feet, Peterson says that would lop off another 60 homes and kill their plans.
The economic reality of the situation is if you adjust the side setbacks and you will not allow duplexes as of right, then the question to us is, can we really afford to meet your other priorities and still make this project work? And I would submit that the answer to that is no.
P&Z sided with the developer's request as part of the recommendation getting first-round consideration at tonight's city council meeting. The rezoning is north of Traditions Golf Course, north of Villa Maria towards Leonard Road and west of Chick Lane. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Three new principals were announced yesterday. College Station Superintendent Eddie Coulson says the new principal at Cypress Grove Intermediate is Kelly Dugyear. She's been principal at Kemp Elementary in Bryan the last 11 years. Dr. Coulson also announced the transfers of three assistant principals. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find that information. Across town, the Bryan School Board has approved the transfer of Principal Lane Bubun to Bryan High from Sam Rayburn Middle School. Also, the new principal at Bowen Elementary is Huria Lakhani from the Fort Bend District. Two central office administrators were also hired. The new communications director, Brandon Webb, comes from Blinn College in Bryan. And Bryan's new executive director of human resources and administration is Crystal Goodman. She comes from Spring, and before that, Fort Worth and Navasota. The number of standardized tests required for a high school graduation is going down from 15 to 5. College Station Superintendent Eddie Coulson was among those supporting House Bill 5, which was signed into law yesterday by Governor Perry.
Less emphasis on testing, which allows more emphasis in schools on rigor and problem solving. It just provides a little more freedom for us as a school district and schools really across the state of Texas.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says knowing how many tests will be taken next year lets high school staffs get busy with finalizing student schedules.
With that bill being passed, then that really makes it a much easier job for our high schools as they begin to put students in the classes. I know there's some people that have asked some questions about classes and class offerings, but we're not to that final stage yet.
Both superintendents say student accountability will not be diminished by reducing the number of end-of-course exams. Members of the state legislature representing Brazos County have a second opportunity to get more money for highways. That's after the governor added transportation to the special session. Senator Charles Schwertner says one revenue source is a portion of what is generated from excise taxes on oil and gas.
And what that would do would be a reliable source of funding for transportation, so that TxDOT can really plan long-term projects rather than having to do it in kind of aliquots the way we do it now with an allocation or appropriation. And then TxDOT gets busy and does a lot of projects, and then all of a sudden the money dries up, and then we have to start all over. That's not a very good way to plan for our transportation needs.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is doubtful about spending money to develop high-speed passenger rail service.
I'm just not sure that when you get to Houston, what you're going to do after you get there. I'm open, but I'm doubtful. How's that?
State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says money to maintain current roads also has to be found in addition to new construction. For those who've been trying to sell their timeshares, local BBB President Bill McGuire has good news. McGuire says the Federal Trade Commission has really cracked down on scam artists making fake offers.
Somebody calls you out of the clear blue and says, hey, I got a buyer for you, but the next thing they're going to want is money. And they're going to tell you, well, we've got filing fees and we've got closing costs to do. So a lot of times people don't think about it and they just send them $2,500, and guess what? They'll never see that money again.
McGuire says 191 actions have been brought by the FTC and its law enforcement partners across 28 states and in 10 other countries. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to more details. And volunteer firefighters say they need more state money as a bill would divert some of the revenue from a fund originally dedicated to assist them. Taxes on fireworks and insurance go into the Volunteer Fire Department's Assistance Fund. The Houston Chronicle reports lawmakers this year decided to send $18.5 million to the Texas Forest Service. The A&M System Agency is keeping $6 million for costs while distributing the remaining $12.5 million in grants to volunteer departments. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Welcome to Linda's Jobapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're Aggieland, helpwanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
Aggieland, helpwanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's a great time to live and work and shop in Bryan College Station. This is Paul Atkinson with Atkinson Toyota. In addition to buying a vehicle local, when you have it serviced locally or buy the parts locally, the tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley. The money helps fund our cities so they can provide the services that make this a great place to live and to raise a family. Atkinson Toyota, along with Bryan Broadcasting, remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
About 6:40, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure continues to cover much of the state. That high pressure system responsible for the warm weather we'll see the next few days. There's going to be a little bit of moisture around, so isolated thunderstorms may pop up. I'm not going to include them in the forecast, but we'll certainly keep a watch on the radar the next several afternoons. Sun in 95 today, clear 75 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, we're back at 95. Clear tomorrow night, 75. Mostly sunny, 95 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Part of the practice round was rained out yesterday for the U.S. Open. Also, the matches were released for A&M volleyball, and SEC still has a team in the College World Series. We'll get caught up with that and more with sports in about 12 minutes.
You know, the game that got rained out yesterday, and I think they pitch at 11 o'clock this morning, is North Carolina and South Carolina.
Yeah, they love each other.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be kind of fun. See how that works out for them.
Well, they picked up, because of the rain delays, they finally picked up the rest of the Mississippi State game.
Yeah.
Which they thought they were going to have to play today, too.
And did they beat Virginia?
Yeah, they did.
Hammered them. Yeah. They're not bad.
It ended up 6-5. It was close. Oh, okay.
But they hammered them in the first game. Yeah. They scored 11 on them.
Yeah, they thumped them.
All right, so it's time for another scandal. This is sex, drugs, and sex, drugs, and the State Department.
Mm. Okay.
CBS reports that it's uncovered documents showing the State Department may have covered up allegations of illegal and inappropriate behavior within their ranks. Those allegations revolve around the diplomatic Security Service. That's the security force for the State Department itself. Yeah, prostitutes, sexual assault, all that kind of getting covered up.
Swept under the rug.
Yeah. Nobody in our government can keep their pants zipped up.
Well, either that or they keep their lips zipped when the first one doesn't stay zipped.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just saying. Again, just consider who's Secretary of State and what she had to be used to. Oh,
ooh,
that was terrible. But anyway.
Bazinga.
Yeah, that's the way it is. And then what else? Let's see. So now we're finding out all this snooping. Rasmussen reports a survey shows that 59% of voters oppose the government's secret collection of phone records of Americans.
You think?
59% is all? 26%.
I'm guessing people misunderstood the question.
Well, or they don't pay attention.
They were watching The Voice.
That's right. They have far more important things to do. They need to figure out which bachelorette's going to get voted off the island. Yeah.
I don't think they do that.
I know they don't. Well, no, I don't know they don't.
I was going to say, really?
Do. Yeah, I don't know that. Meanwhile, a new poll by Pew Research and the Washington Post finds the majority of U.S. Americans are okay with government tracking their phone calls. So, see, it doesn't matter. We'll go find something.
That's just
wrong. Democrats are bigger supporters of phone tracking than Republicans by 64 to 52 margin.
But not when Bush was doing it.
Yeah. Just remember what Ben Franklin said.
Yep.
Okay? People who give up freedom to gain security in the end are losing both and deserve neither. So, we'll talk to Bill Flores tomorrow. By 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I was so disgusted with the government. Every facet, every party, I don't care who it is. But again, I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, where is Ted Cruz on all this?
He has been strangely silent.
Yeah, he really, really has. I would be interested to know what his...
He's working on immigration still.
Yeah, I guess. And they're apparently going to get that... as they say, they're going to snake it through the Senate.
Oh, good.
The House, on the other hand, and again, something we'll talk to Flores about tomorrow, that Boehner is trying to get his troops in line to get a House version passed. Again, they want to take something home to the voters to say that they're doing up here rather than going to cocktail parties. So they think they'll get some sort of legislation. And again,
better than dancing the Cupid Shuffle or whatever it was at the IRS did at that part.
Harlem Shuffle?
No, there's the Cupid Shuffle, the Harlem Shake.
No, okay. Thank you. Listen to her.
Oh, come on. See?
Yeah.
You act like that's something that not everybody knows.
Yeah.
But everybody does know that.
I don't know. I don't. Obviously, she's it wrong. So.
She's so hip.
Yeah, she is hip.
Oh, come on.
She's closet hip. She's not letting us know.
I was hip before it was cool.
There you go.
Just kidding.
In the meantime, really, there's more going on in Austin than we don't even need to be talking about Washington. And, you know, Kat has the story this morning that now the governor has added transportation funding to the special session. And, you know, the idea, the Texas Department of Transportation this year said it needed $4 billion just to maintain what we've got out there, okay? And the regular session, it was only receiving $400 million. That means they're shy of zero. Okay, they need more, and zeros, when you start talking about that many zeros, is a lot of money.
Well, you're just keeping score at that point.
Yeah,
really,
you're right.
Yeah.
That's true. So anyway, Tommy Williams, who's the Senate Chairman of Finance, he's put together a deal with Robert Nichols, who's the transportation dude, and you know they've got this idea where they will take money that was going to go into the rainy day fund and direct it into the state's highway fund. So Monday, 69 members of the House urged the governor to also add tuition revenue bonds to the agenda. So, I mean, now lots of people talking because we started with redistricting and now we're adding all this other stuff. But there's always time for politics in the midst of all this.
Oh, of course there is.
Which is always fun. Now, in this particular case, you see, there is an ethics enforcement unit, okay, in Texas, that is based in Austin. And Rick Perry has said he will veto funding for the ethics enforcement unit if Rosemary Lemberg, who's the DA, who got, you know, arrested for tippling a little bit too much.
Oh, and she was a complete... Did you see the video of her?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
she was
yeah.
a maniac.
She was. Well, if she doesn't resign, he's not going to fund that. So he's put... Yeah, he's putting her in the crosshairs on that deal, so we'll see. And get this, over the weekend, the Wall Street Journal, in its weekend edition, had an editorial calling on Governor Perry to veto the budget that the legislature sent him.
In the Journal?
In the Wall Street Journal.
Really?
Yep. The headline says, Texas goes Sacramento. Quote, he should not want people to start comparing him unfavorably to Jerry Brown.
Good advice.
Yeah. The editorial contends that unless the governor vetoes all or most of the budget and insists on deeper cuts in the business taxes, he will essentially have thrown away the Texas model that has been his political calling card for California and Washington. In the Journal, during his brief campaign for president last year, Governor Perry boasted that he would bring the Texas model of lean government, lower taxes, and pro-business policies to Washington. Now Austin is borrowing from Washington's playbook as the Lone Star State embarks on the biggest spending spree in memory. So again, why is the Wall Street Journal telling us what our governor should do? I find that interesting. But again,
yam dankies.
Yeah, well, yeah, there. But again, you're right. We don't want Texas being compared to Sacramento.
No, sir.
And by the way, announced yesterday, the governor is going to spend $1 million advertising in New York City to tell people to move their businesses down here.
Will they get you one ad in New York?
Well, though? I don't know what that'll do. Yeah, I'm not sure how far that'll go, but I guess that's the idea now, and it's pretty smart. I mean, now the idea is let's go after headquarters. You know, let's go after corporations to move their headquarters here, and then the workers will follow us.
Can't
suppose.
We do that in Nebraska or someplace? Yeah. Go for Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah.
They at least have the same idea as we do.
Yeah.
John Deere 5D Series tractors are the definition of utility. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Right now, you can get a 5045D utility tractor for less than $12,000. With a deal like this, you can conquer tough jobs and enjoy John Deere reliability for years to come. All for just pennies on the dollar. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer in 7/31/2013. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Cool, moist weather of the springtime leads to many types of leaf spots and mildews. Then as summer pushes its way into Texas, our plants begin to feel stresses and the insects come to the front. I have some guidelines to keeping those pest problems in check. Follow our common sense suggestions. You'll be much more successful in your gardening endeavors. I'll be back with details, responsible pest control, right after this important message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
If we're going to be responsible in controlling pests on our plants, we need to begin with good plants. They should be species and varieties that are known to be resistant, if not immune, to serious insect and disease afflictions. You must also buy healthy, vigorous plants. Don't start with plants that already have issues. Plant at the proper season. There's no point in putting plants under undue stress by planting too early or too late. Know the prime time for each plant that you're growing and then stick carefully to it. Water your new plants regularly. Trees and shrubs, for example, have been grown in lightweight potting soils to lessen freight costs. Those mixes dry out much more quickly than our native clay soils, so you'll need to hand water them between lawn irrigations. Plants that suffer moisture stress are much more likely to have pests. Keep your plants vigorous by applying good plant foods in anticipation of new growth that they'll be producing. Again, healthy plants are far less likely to have problems. Know what insects and diseases may show up and then watch for them. Take a quick look each time that you mow or move a water hose. Early diagnosis, as with human maladies, means better odds of control. When you do spot a problem, address it immediately. Use mechanical means whenever possible. You can hand-pluck tomato hornworms as one example, and you can prune webworms out of your pecans as another. Use biological means if you can. There may be beneficial insects that can come to your rescue, or you may want to use Bacillus thuringiensis biological worm spray for caterpillars. You have many options available. If organic controls work, you need to use them. Sulfur, for example, is a good fungicide. It can burn foliage, but it's irritating to the eyes, but it does stop the spread of many leaf spots and other fungal diseases. And finally, if you've tried all other means and nothing has completely solved the problem for you, you can use an appropriate inorganic insecticide. Manufacturers put them through incredible amounts of testing and retesting so you can depend on them to be effective and not hazardous when used according to label directions. Use a pump sprayer for the most precise application. Hose end sprayers use far too much of the active ingredient. Along a similar line, avoid fertilizers that have pesticides mixed with them. Apply them separately as needed. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping to beat the heat in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Texas A&M and UTSA have agreed to a two-year football series, with both games being played at Kyle Field. First meeting slated for November 12, 2016, and the second scheduled for November the 2nd, 2019. And since we're talking scheduling, a 12-match home slate, including a challenging home tournament with matches against recent NCAA Final Four participants, highlight the 29-match 2013 Texas A&M volleyball schedule, as announced by Aggie head coach Lori Corbelli. A&M will play 11 non-conference matches before opening up its 18-match Southeastern Conference schedule on September the 29th. And if you'd like to see the entire schedule, it's posted on our website at WTAW. SEC still rolling strong in the College World Series. Adam Frazier had a few more hits and at two RBIs. Wes Ray hit a two-run dinger, and Mississippi State clinched a spot in the College World Series by winning the completion of a suspended 6-5 game and sweeping Virginia on Monday. Less than a week after the New England coach Bill Belichick said he didn't actually hate former Jets and Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow, the Patriots are apparently willing to put their money where their mouth is. The Patriots reportedly are signing Tebow to a contract, and that's according to ESPN's Ed Warder. The team expects Tebow to be at minicamp today, and here's ESPN analyst and former NFL quarterback Trent Dilfer on why they picked him up.
Scout team plays. I think he's there to be a developmental quarterback on that roster, and to learn how to play quarterback and to learn how to get better at his craft.
Moving over to Major League Baseball, Lance Berkman's two-run homer in the seventh inning helped Texas beat Cleveland 6-3 last night. Jeff Baker also went deep, and Nelson Cruz stayed awful busy.
Swing and drive out into left field. Brantley to his left. This one is beyond his reach, off the track and onto the wall. Beltre hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. Here comes the relay throw. Beltre running hard. He slides, and he touches the plate with his left hand. He's safe.
With that loss, the Indians have dropped 8 in a row.
Swing and a pop-up down the right field line. Foul ground. Morales going back. He's there and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Mariners win it 3-2.
Hisashi Iwakuma allowed one run in seven innings last night to lead the Mariners past the Astros 3-2. Raul Labanyes homered, and Michael Morris had an RBI double for the Mariners. And since we're talking baseball, Bombers and Pump Jacks tonight in Kilgore. First pitch at 7:05. Pregame starts at 6:45, and it's all on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In the NBA, Miami's in San Antonio tonight at 8 o'clock in, for the NBA Finals. The series is tied at one game apiece. In other NBA news, Lyon Hollins says the Memphis Grizzlies have told him they will not renew his contract. Hollins took over midway through the 08-09 season and led the team to three postseasons. He went 214 and 201 with the Grizzlies as the head coach, but over the last 3 years, he's had a 143 and 87 mark. The AP has learned the Detroit Pistons have hired Mo Cheeks as their head coach. He'll replace Lawrence Franks, who had a dismal run for the Pistons at 54 and 94. In the PGA, more heavy rain at the Merion Golf Club flooded bunkers. The 11th green filled fairways and large puddles and streams covered up the fairways 3 days before the start of the U.S. Open. The course was closed for 4 hours during the first full day of practice. And strangely, Tiger and Sergio made nicey-nice, or at least they shook hands on the practice range before teeing off in their practice rounds before it was all delayed. And finally, in the NHL, the Dallas Stars have signed Sergei Gonchar to a 2-year, $10 million contract. The team announced the deal yesterday, and Gonchar was set to become a free agent with Ottawa when they traded him to the Stars for a 6th-round pick in this year's draft. That's been a look at your sports. I'm brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Chris, and I found my fight at Aggieland Fitness Dome. An hour of cardio with kicks, punches, and other mixed martial arts movements to get my body where it needs to be. I need group kick, and I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Kick the hustle and bustle of every day and smack your frustrations with group kick. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
Ready or not, Texas, natural disasters are bound to strike. What's your plan?
If we're told to evacuate, my husband will get the kids and I'll get Grandpa, and then we'll leave together.
I've got my supplies stored in the trunk.
We'll go online for updates.
At TexasPrepares.org, making a plan is easy. Pick a place for your family to meet, pack essential supplies, and know how you'll stay up to date in an emergency. Visit TexasPrepares.org and make a plan today. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Warmer than average temperatures for this time of year. High temperature 90.